Today on Vox Talks, a miracle cure for Friday morning fever. Welcome to Vox Talks from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Every Friday, all over the world, people come down with mystery illnesses. They call their work and they claim to be sick. Could that be because, well, that's when Vox Talks comes out? Or maybe some of them just like the idea of a three-day weekend. Well, if that's the case, could an unannounced visit from the doctor when they're sick on that Friday mean they are magically less likely to fall sick on Fridays in future? And how much money would it save if that happened? A team of researchers, including Tito Boeri of Bocconi University and CEPR, have been investigating the effectiveness of this simple cure for Friday morning fever, and he joins me today. Tito, welcome to Vox Talks. I hope you're well.
Hello, team. How are you?
I'm good as well, thank you. I'm not taking any time off. Now, the experiment was carried out in Italy. In quoting from the paper, a country with large absenteeism in the public sector. How bad is the problem in Italy?
It is quite serious indeed. I mean, the absenteeism in the public sector is way more pronounced than in the private sector. One employee out of four is on sick leave at least once a year in the public sector, compared to one out of 10 in the private sector. And there are lots of anecdotal, let's say, evidence pointing in this direction. For instance, there was a very interesting case in the New Year's Eve of 2014. 764 police officers in Rome out of 900 were on sick leave. So that sounds a bit strange.
And are employees in general, as well as Italian public sector employees, statistically more likely to be sick on a Friday, or is this just an urban myth?
No, absolutely so. We did look at the distribution over weekdays of sick leave certificate, the new issues of certificates, and it turns out that there is a concentration of certificates on Mondays and on Fridays, as well as before holidays. For instance, before the Christmas holidays, there was a very large peak in sick leave.
The amount of sick leave that people take, is this the same all over the world, or does it vary according to some national culture or government policy?
Oh, there are huge differences across countries, but depends on regulation, depends also on culture. It is interesting also to compare within each country the situation in the public sector and in the private sector. In the US, for instance, there are less absence in the public sector than in the private sector. In Europe, it is the opposite. And in some part of Europe, like Italy, the difference is even more striking.
Now, we have these what are called sickness monitoring policies. That's a nice neutral name, which is when the doctor turns up by surprise. Tell me how these work.
Yes, it works, but there are two types of visit undertaken by doctors inspectors of Italian Social Security Agency, which is called IMPS. Basically, this administration, who is paying for the sick leave, sends some doctors without any notice to the residence of the people claiming the sick leave. Sometimes this visit is done because it is being asked by the employer. So it is, in a way, it is called the employer call visit. In other cases, it is a decision being made by the administration looking at the past performance of sick leave and the risk that there is an abuse of the instrument.
So say I took Friday off and the doctor showed up and I was just cracking a second bottle of wine, or I was loading my surfboard onto the top of the car, and so it's clear that I'm not really sick. What sort of punishment do I get? What's going to happen to me?
Well, there are different outcomes of a visit. You know, one possibility is that the doctor, inspector, finds out that the worker is at home, that you are at home, not fit for duty, and healthy, and therefore you must go back to work the day after the visit. If instead the doctor finds that you are not at home during the visit and there is no reason of force majeure, that such as an hospitalization, need for life-saving saving therapies and so on. So for this absence, then the doctor reports to IMSS, and the IMSS would report the matter to your employer. And also, if instead you are sick and you are at home, then clearly the doctor may confirm the prognosis or even modify. In some cases, also, it may prolong and state that you need to stay at home even longer. When you are irregular, with the first two cases I was mentioning before, so you are at home but fit for duty, or you are not at home during the visit, in these two cases, there is no automatic sanction, but clearly the fact that the issue is being reported to your employer may be in the future a source of problems for you.
When you did the experiment to find out the effect of these visits, what groups did you compare here? I would have thought it would be quite difficult to set it up so that this intervention really was random.
We did make two comparisons. One was between people being on sick leave and receiving the home visit. And the other group were people on sick leave but not receiving the visit. And the decision about who should be visited was done simply on a random extraction because initially this was the aim. Because in the public sector, typically Social Security was not intervening. The decision was made in 2017, and there was a time when this experiment was carried out. So we decided that it was important to send randomly doctors, to assign doctor certificates and people being on sick leave, to learn more about the distribution of a sick leave across different type of workers. So it was entirely a random process, the one of going and visit. In our work, we also compare the performance of individuals who had been found to be irregularly absent, according to what I was explaining before, and those who received a visit but were found to be, you know, regularly absent from work and sick and for good reasons. So that's another type of comparison that we carry out in our work.
And so what happened then? Did the workers that had had this visit afterwards, did they call in sick less on a Friday? Did it cure their Friday morning fever?
Yes, there is a reaction, there is a response, there is a reduction in claims for sickness leave in the 16 months after receiving the visit. The reduction is of about 12%, so about 5.5 days less sick leave being claimed. And most of the effect is driven by people being irregularly absent. So they actually reduce the days of absence by about 10 days, so twice as much as on average, in the following 16 months. And there is a marked reduction on Mondays, Fridays, and before holidays. So that seems to be something that is deeply affected by receiving a home visit and the doctor finding that you are irregularly absent from work.
What happened if the doctor showed up, found out that you actually were sick? Were those people less likely to take sick leaves on Fridays and Mondays after that happened?
Yes, indeed. As I was stating before, in the case you are irregularly absent, there is a stronger response. So there is a stronger reduction in the number of days of claimed sick leave. And there is also a marked reduction on Mondays and Fridays and days before national holidays.
Now, I would imagine a policy like this must be quite costly to have doctors going around checking up on people. Did you do a cost-benefit analysis? Does this pay for itself?
It costs, indeed, because, as you were saying, sending a doctor is a costly undertaking. There is also some administration organizing all this. But it turns out that when you do take into account the fact that sick leave is quite generous, then, and this larger behavioral response that I was explaining before, it turns out that this type of policy is very effective, is very cost-effective. It turns out, according to our calculation, that for every euro spent on visit, there are 10 days of savings on payments for sick leave. So it's quite a cost-effective measure.
Is there a risk that in some situations, where presenteeism is a problem. I know that's a problem in some parts of the UK where people feel that they can't take sick leave and so they come to work when they're sick and that's bad for them and it's bad for the people around them, especially during COVID-19. Is that potentially a problem that it might increase presenteeism among some people?
That's a very important concern, I agree. We did analyze the behavior of people being reported to be regularly on sick leave, and it turns out that in several cases, they issue new certificate prolonging the initial leave after receiving the home visit. That seems to suggest that, and this is also part of instruction that the doctor inspector receive when they visit the people on sick leave, they decided to prolong the leave, given that there may have been perhaps a risk of contagion associated to by returning back to work earlier than before being fully healed from the sickness. So we think that home visits are useful not only to discourage abuse and absenteeism, but also are effective also in discouraging presenteeism.
Now, I did mention COVID-19. We have to in every podcast we do these days. But it also means COVID-19 that there is a pressure now to extend paid sick leave policies everywhere in all industries and especially in countries that haven't had very generous policies before. Would the benefit of monitoring like this, is it high enough to justify making it a universal part of all these policies?
Indeed, this measure were expanded in several countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. During the pandemic itself, I don't think that there was a serious issue of moral hazard and of abuse. But now that we are hopefully getting out of the pandemic and that we have more generous sickness leave systems across the world, I think that this type of policy will turn out to be extremely effective to reduce abuse. So I do think indeed that our results are very important, not only for Italy, but also for the other countries, especially those that introduced very recently this type of systems and do not have much experience in carrying out this type of policy and in monitoring its effectiveness.
Well, if anyone listening gets a knock on the door in the next half hour, tell the doctor that listening to Vox Talks made you feel better. Tito, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tim.
The paper is called Friday Morning Fever, Evidence from a Randomised Experiment on Sick Leave Monitoring in the Public Sector. It is discussion paper 16104 CPR, if you want to look it up that way. And the authors are Tito Boeri, Eduardo Di Porto, Paolo Natticchioni, and Vincenzo Scrutinio. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. Every week we bring you the most important latest research. If you want to know what you'll be reading in journals 18 months from now, well, listen to Vox Talks today. And there are 12 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.